This is The Takeaway. I'm Lynn Scherr, in for Adore Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And in the part of the world where they came up with the phrase canary in the coal mine, it's also one of the cloudiest places in the world, they've come up with a solution or a possible strategy for dealing with sunburn and possibly preventing the skin cancerous consequences of getting too much sun. Joining us now is Andrew Mills, professor at Strathclyde University in Glasgow. Andrew, thanks for joining us.
Hi, John. Good to be there.
Now, you've developed these little thin strips called intelligent skin or fake skin filled with a kind of ink that changes colors if you've had too much exposure to ultraviolet light. Do you get much chance to test these out in Glasgow?
Wow. They're bands, basically. They're wristbands or they're patches. It's just an ink printed on paper. As for testing it, the skin cancer numbers in the UK are highly disturbing. 70,000 people contact skin cancer per year, and 2,000 of them die. So really, even though we don't get very much of it, we do pursue it very aggressively, too aggressively, really. And these indicators just give you an early warning to tell you to get out the sun.
Now, is this more like a canary in the coal mine, where if the canary actually does keel over, there is a sign that the oxygen is getting not enough to support life, or there's a gas in the mine, something like that? Or is this more like the turkey's little thermometer, which pops out when the turkey is done?
Yeah, maybe the latter. It's actually very reminiscent to the X-ray little photographic film they used to use when people used to have X-rays, that it tell you whether you've had too much of a dose of that. This thing adds up all the time during the day how much UV light you're receiving, and it will change color just before your skin is about to show signs. Well, it won't actually show signs. This is one of the problems with sunburn. It would be great if we all turned started to show the signs of sunburn instantaneously. It takes about 4 up to 8 hours to show signs. This thing will actually show a change color just before that, just before you receive your what they call sunburning dose or erythermal dose.
Now, is this safe for kids? I mean, there's a lot of talk of putting sunscreen on kids, using chemicals to screen out the sun. Is the safest way for dealing with kids because it's a low maintenance option, but is something like this a real alternative, and is it safe?
Well, I certainly wouldn't say to avoid using suntan lotions. It's a complement to it, really. Is it safe? Well, it's a wristband and it's a sticky patch. It adds to the information that you'll have, so that when your kids are out there playing, you can see from the wristband or the patches, and they can see as well, whether they're receiving the dose. And then the neat little trick is that if you treat the wristband like your skin, in other words, you put suntan lotion over it, it delays its response a commensurate amount.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, yeah. Professor, before we go, is the fact that this is cumulative new, as opposed to it simply measures an exposure in instantaneous time?
There have been UV, what they call UV dosimeters or these kind of things before. What's really neat about it, there's a couple of features. Number one is it's got a really nice delay, so the color isn't gradual. It just suddenly appears
quickly.
Pinks. And finally, it's really inexpensive.
All right. Andrew Mills, professor at Strathclyde University in Glasgow, Scotland, developing wristbands with intelligent ink to detect UV exposure. Thanks, Professor.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.